This is Pete Weber letting you know that Slapshot Radio is back for another great season of hockey coverage.
That's right, Pete. Back with great guests from around the league with the NHL Hot Sheet.
We take a look inside the Predators with Home Ice Advantage.
We take you behind the bench with a member of the Predators coaching staff.
Slapshot Radio is your destination for the best hockey coverage you can find on the air.
Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 560 WNSR.
Radio 560 WNSR.
Back here on the Afternoon Press Box, Darren McFarland and Brad Hopkins with you every day from noon until 3 o'clock. One guy that we know that lives in Nashville, at least during the season, that's Terry Crisp, the Crispinator. He's on the line with us. He joins us to talk a little Predators hockey. Terry, how you doing?
Hey, Dan, I'm doing great. Brad, great to hear from you guys again. Glad to hear you guys on the air together. Should be one of the best comedy shows in Nashville.
You've heard.
Yeah, the word is out.
Hey, we have all new material at 1 o'clock, so be listening.
Yep.
I'll be listening for it, guys.
We turn the page.
A new act every segment. Well, Crispy, something that wasn't funny was, unfortunately, the West Coast trip. Wasn't fun over the weekend. Obviously, good opponents, but the Keens had their way on Saturday, and then, boy, what a heartbreaker on Sunday before you guys had to come back home. And I know you'll be back out on the road for Thursday night's tilt in St. Louis. But just talk about the mindset of the coaches and the players after a tough road trip.
Probably a roller coaster ride, and Brad and you and Darren know in sports, but you're high, you're low, you can't get too high, too low, you try and keep it even keel. But this Western swing starting in Phoenix, that's a game we thought we should have won. We had every right to win that one, played hard, outplayed them, didn't get the job done. So you move from there and you head on into L.A. And in L.A., I mean, they just took us to task. I mean, they schooled us, posterized us, use whatever phrase you want to use. They were ready for us. They come out flying. And I was saying to Coach Trotsky and the staff, we were having coffee later on, he said, you know, the two best teams that we've seen so far this season, and I know it's early in the season, I know we've got a lot of hockey left to play, but the two best were L.A. and St. Louis, who we've seen play so far, and both them took us to task. So the game in L.A., you put that one as they were a better team by far. Going to Anaheim, and you're still trying to regroup. You're hoping, okay, we switch goaltenders. Pecorino had a rough outing. You put the kid back in, Anders Lindbach, to see if he can do something in net. And then it's one of those games where it's back and forth. The guys kept fighting back. And you kept thinking all night in Anaheim that, well, you know what? They got not much gas left, the back-to-back long Western swing, but they're going to hang in because every time Anaheim scored, they answered the bell. They'd tie it up. So you're thinking, we'll come out of this with a point. And then, as so often, and Brad, you know it in sports, you have your chance to put the game away late. You miss that chance. Suddenly, at the back down the field, down the ice, they come. And it was just 1.7 seconds. You're thinking, this didn't just happen. I can't have just seen what I saw. So the roller coaster ride and a West Coast swing sort of caught them. But I was watching practice today and watching the coaches, the players, and they're in good spirits. They bounced back. They were having some fun. Trotsky gave them a good, stiff workout today. I mean, they were flying, doing all contact drills, et cetera. So they know we're going up into St. Louis, our next game. And like I just mentioned, two of the best teams I've seen, St. Louis is one of them.
Crispy, a couple 2-3 losses is nothing for Trotsky. You know, he's got those guys at least paying attention to the opportunities that are coming up between St. Louis and Chicago. But what are some of the things that you think that he's focusing on, you know, to kind of, you know, right the ship, so to speak?
Probably the biggest thing, Brad, is the fact that if you think back over the years of the history of this hockey club and Trotsky's coaching styles, we've never been a potent scoring team. We've never had that breakout player, that game winner player that we've sort of been everything by committee, but they always used to dwell number one on defense. And if you took care of your defensive zone, if you took care of your defensive style, things worked at the offensive end for you. You got your goals, you got your chances, but you have to clean up your own backyard first. And Trotsky and his staff prided themselves on that. And I think right now, that's sort of, we got away from that. I'm thinking, but it all starts, we all know it starts with in football, your quarterback. He's the one that has to settle things down. In hockey, it's your goaltending. And your goaltending has got to be there. And we got spoiled the first part of the season, and Trotsky will be the first to tell you this, that our goaltenders won most of those games for us. So we started relying on them quite a bit, maybe too much. And then suddenly when the goalies hit the bad spell and things were going a little awry on us, the players started to panic a bit. And now we have to get back to where your goaltender gets back to where it was, and you start worrying about helping them. I mean, yeah, goalies win games for you, but they need some help. And I think right now what we have to do is clean up our backyard, our defensive zone, and go from there.
Speaking of the defensive zone, I think everybody is fully aware what number 20 brings to the table and how important Ryan Suter is to this team. But I think now we're starting to really see up close and personal how much Ryan Suter means to this defensive core, and more importantly, how much he means to this team.
Automatic. I mean, it's always been known when you say the two names together, Suter, Weber, Weber, Suter. Their styles are so complementary to each other. You know, Weber is the guy that's got the cannon shot, cleans out the front of the net, does the bull work, a lot of it. Suter is sort of the guy with the speed, with the puck handling, takes you out of danger. And I always said this, Suter was valuable at both ends of the ice. First, getting the puck out of your zone, which is number one. And secondly, he was quite capable of carrying it into the other end zone, setting things up and make it happen, rather than that dump and give it away play that you do a lot of times. Suter was capable of carrying it in, so they miss him twofold, defensively and offensively. And I just finished, in fact, I just went out when the phone rang to talk to you fellas. I was sitting talking with Ryan Suter, and he is so antsy. He says, there's nothing worse than to sit at home and watch your teammates out on the road doing those games. And he said, what makes it doubly worse is the fact that they're not winning. He said, if they could win, it wouldn't be so bad. So he's getting antsy, but I can tell you one thing, they're not going to bring him back until he is fully, fully ready to play. And the same with Erad. I was talking to Martin Erad about a half an hour ago, and he was watching the games, and he said, this is funny but not funny, he said, he's watching the Anaheim game, and he's, you know, he's thinking, hey, we're not going to tie it. He said, then when we tied it, he said he was happy. So he said he went to get himself a cup of tea, and he said, with the 1.7 seconds when they went ahead, he said he was so mad, he gave a little shout word a little bit. He said, he's pouring hot water and poured it all over his arm. I said, that's all we need now. You getting injured pouring tea.
Terry, are you surprised right now at this point that the Predators are last in the Central?
Yeah, I am. But you know what? Not that they're last, but that the way we've lost some of the games, because coming into this season, we all agreed that the Central Division was going to be tough. I mean, there was no doubt. You've always got Detroit. I mean, they are the bar. Then suddenly, who jumps into the picture? Chicago Blackhawks in our division. They win the Stanley Cup. So now you have the ever-present Detroit Red Wings. The Stanley Cup is the Chicago Blackhawks. Now you've got St. Louis, who are now bearing the fruit of all their draft choices, ending out of the playoffs, ending down last or close to it. All these young players are starting to produce for St. Louis. They're to be reckoned with. Columbus has had enough of being kicked around. They're tired of being doormats, so they've gone out and bolted their team and playing solid hockey. So at one time, at the first of this season, if you recall, our Central Division, the five teams were in the top seven of the NHL. Top seven. So that tells you the division we're in, you can't afford to fall behind. You cannot afford to let those guys distance themselves from you.
Terry, so much made about the power play in the offseason. It looked like they had addressed it early on. Everybody was really excited early in the season. The power play was working. There were some power play goals. But unfortunately, it looks like they reverted back to their old ways.
And you know what? That's where you live and die with your specialty teams. I don't care who you are, what happens. Key moments, key times, your penalty killers kill off the big one, your power play gets the big goal, and that's a must. And that's, right now, we're not getting it. I mean, the penalty killers were going, and then suddenly that went south, the power play. And there are things that you know what, you look at your skill set, and they always say, well, when you go in the power play, you put your best five skilled guys out there. Well, you know what? Maybe that's not always true. Maybe you need a big guy like Dustin Byfuglien for Chicago that you park in front of the net and say, let's see if we can move him. The rest of us will work around that player, whatever it is. And for some reason, when you start to get cute with your power play and you start passing it around the perimeter, nothing happens. And that's why I think on the power play, I think it's the simpler it is, the better it is. And I look at our team, and I look at number 6, Shea Weber. And on the power play. Imagine if you said to Shea Weber, you're staying out for 2 minutes, Weber, and I want to see how many shots you can get on net in 2 minutes. You other guys, your job is to feed him. And when you feed him, I want to see two bodies in front of the net. Now you're taking your life in your hand going in front of the net when he cannons it, but we're paying you good to do that.
Yep.
And Darren, I know you're not going to the front of the net.
No. No, I'm not. Although I do scream, why don't they have somebody like that? I don't want to be that person.
We could ask Brad in his game. I mean, were you soon to get run over, or were you trying to dodge one of Weber's shots?
How long do I have to think about it? Like a
think
millisecond?
About that one, Brad.
Yeah, okay, I'll get back to
less
you.
Less than a half a second.
As long as I'm protected, as long as I'm padded with the right gear on, yeah, I'll take a shot to the neck.
To the neck.
Want to sign a contract?
Not today.
You're 6'5". They better not be hitting you in the neck.
Yeah, where would he be hitting me? Yeah,
it'd
hitting
be
me
more head. Lower body.
Yeah.
Jeez. Mid-range.
Yes.
I think I can stop a puck.
I think you can stop the puck.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not exactly a
horse jockey.
I
can't do the splits though. I'm not that limber.
Well, then you just won't be a goalie.
Yeah. I can do that though.
Do you have another question for Terry? Or you?
You know what? I don't. I could make up something
that
here.
That sort of scared you off, didn't it, Brad?
It did. I started thinking.
I brought that up to you guys. You guys are a little leery about what you have to do. I understand it. But listen, again, thanks for having me on, fellas. I'd love to talk hockey with you any day you guys are bored. And give me a shout. Now, come on. Darren, nice to have you back on the air, buddy.
Thank you, Crispy. Always good
thanks,
to
Crispy.
Talk to you. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Brad. Darren, have a great day.
You too. That is Terry Crisp. He is... awesome.